So I'll start by asking, how did you find out about Wild Virginia and what made you interested in joining the Clean Water Advocates program?
I have been on the Wild Virginia mailing list for quite some time now, because my mom and I are also involved with the group's POWER, which stands for Protect Our Water Heritage Rights, and Appalachian Voices, and all of which are very active in fighting the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which runs through our county. So I had been on their mailing list for a long time, trying to be active in fighting MVP as well, through writing letters and signing petitions and going to rallies and things like that. But I always had the sense that, you know, I don't have a degree in science or anything. So was I really qualified? Would anyone really listen to what I had to say in fighting the MVP and regarding other environmental justice issues? And so when Wild Virginia sent out a message about this course, I was really excited because it seemed like an opportunity to really figure out how to communicate effectively in spaces, whether that's lobbying or writing to members of Congress or writing to the EPA or writing to FERC, or just figuring out the appropriate language to use, how to be an effective advocate. And so I kind of leapt at the opportunity. I was eager to join.
Sure. It can be really hard to decipher how to plug yourself in when you're entering the space. And like you said, if you don't have a technical background, how can I be an advocate in other ways? And so tell me a little bit about your background.
I grew up spending a lot of time outdoors, whether that was building forts in the backyard with my sisters, tending to our garden, walking around in the woods across the street. And we were always taught to be, you know, mindful of the earth around us, and just to be good stewards of our community, both our human community, but also our environment as well. So I've always had a real love and appreciation for the outdoors. And we were also, my mom has a very strong, she has a very strong sense of justice as well, as does her mother. And so, you know, as a middle-class white person, I am in a space of privilege, and I was taught that if I'm in a space of privilege, it's my responsibility to speak up for those whose voices have been silenced. And so from an early age, I was pretty actively involved I was pretty civically engaged from a young age. And so as the effects of climate change are becoming more and more evident, and as our environment is being increasingly damaged, despite our awareness of the damage we're doing, it felt like my responsibility and to speak up. I feel a pretty strong spiritual connection to the woods as well. It's definitely my sanctuary. And to be able to witness, there's something very special going, walking in the woods, the same woods, week after week after week, and getting to watch the different plants come into blossom and seeing different animals scurrying about and seeing all the fungi come up. And if a tree falls down, it's sad if it wasn't its time for that tree to fall, and yet it can also become a nurse to all of the young seedlings around it, and it becomes a new home for different animals. And to hear the different birds at different times of year, it's a remarkable place to be. And so feeling that strong spiritual tie as well, it really felt like my moral obligation to be an advocate for the environment. And because there are so many, because environmental justice, there are so many social justice issues that are deeply entwined with environmental issues as well. And so this is a way to speak up for the sanctuary that I have in the outdoors, as well as for my fellow humans whose voices are being ignored.
I mean, we all are interconnected, whether that is the human to human connection and building community, but also human to wildlife and wildlife to water. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to do following this program.
I mentioned before, I just want to be more effective, and oftentimes we're invited to send a letter to FERC or PHMSA or whatever legislative body, and it's so easy to just send in the form letter. And I want to be able to better tailor my writings, and I have written, original things as well, but to just really feel confident in what I'm writing and to know how to really make my comments more substantial, and also just to have the courage to speak up when I notice that a lot of other people are being beaten down. I know there's a lot of negative feedback to groups like Appalachians Against Pipelines and other groups taking direct action, and even there's a lot of pushback even to people who just speak out. Their voices are silenced, and there's legislative action taken against them, or there are and sometimes people are just nasty. But and so it's really easy to shy away when you see those things happening to other people. But if I feel better equipped by what I've learned in the Water Advocates course, I hope to be a more consistent spokesperson, and to not give up and to not turn away even when it's discouraging. In that way, not only to, persuade people in the legislative and regulatory bodies that they need to be doing more to protect our environment, but also just to bolster my companions in this fight for environmental justice. It's definitely easier to do this when you know you're not alone. And so if I can provide that same sense of support to other people, then I'll consider it a job well done.
Sure. Well, it is extremely easy to feel discouraged within some of these processes that are so complicated. And it sounds like with you sort of being ingrained in the fight against the Mountain Valley Pipeline and coming to this pilot program that we're putting on, well, clean water is probably important to you. And so if you could tell me in your words, why is clean water so important?
I think the movement puts it most simply. Water is life. We were talking earlier about how interconnected all beings are. And the thing that distinguishes Earth from other planets and the thing that makes Earth inhabitable is water. Our bodies are made of water. Water is the foundation of life on this planet. And it's coursing through every living being, from fungi to plants to insects to animals, and the vast web of life is dependent on water. And we've seen how water is it formed these Appalachian Mountains that I call home, and it powers the trees, and it I you know it, everything in our world, our all of our ecosystems, even deserts depend on water. And when that water is not clean, we've seen how those contaminants make us sick, or how water, when it's used for something as dirty as fracking, how it upsets entire ecological systems. Water is, I don't feel that as humans we have the right to poison the water for all of the other species on Earth. And I don't think that any human has the right to poison the water of any other human either. Here in Montgomery County, we're not just fighting the Mountain Valley Pipeline, but we're also our drinking water source, which is the New River, is regularly contaminated by incineration done at the Radford Arsenal. There is a unusually high occurrence of thyroid disorders in our area, and it's no coincidence. And you can look at Cancer Alley and in the Gulf. When our water is contaminated, we all get sick. And when the waters are contaminated, then the creatures can't live in them anymore. And yeah, so as the foundation of life on this planet, we need to keep our water clean.